Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
So, yesterday, Mpo sent a message to a group. It was a press release. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay, yeah, yesterday. And it was about our South African cricket captain. It turns out that he tested positive for, it just said drugs.
Recreational drugs.
Now, then I asked him, I said, hey, was it PEDs or was it recreational drugs?
Yes.
And she was like, well, it's recreational drugs. So PEDs are like performance enhancement drugs.
Cheating.
So when you're cheating, not that recreational drugs make it any better,
yes,
actually.
I mean, that's so, a sigh of relief.
So when soldiers went,
no.
This is what I'm here to discuss, actually. I also read something else yesterday, right? Yes. I read that vapes are 20 times worse than cigarettes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And young people are ending up in hospital, yada, yada, yada. Now, let me just tell you, when I was growing up, there was nothing worse that you could do as a child. Rather snort cocaine or something. Yeah, like, damn, yeah. It's angu.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on now. Black parents don't play that. And while I'm not sure exactly what recreational drug the captain was indulging in, I'm here to ask, how big of a deal is it? For me, you know, I don't do anything. So for me, anything's a big deal. But I don't hold anybody to my standard. Maybe I'm too harsh on people. So I'll let you decide. Vundo, we'll start with you.
Sure. Drugs are too much, eh? I don't know. I'm all for a little drink here and there, a bit of champagne sometimes, happy days. But I know, Shem. I was quite shocked when it comes to him. But I'm glad, though, that he's taking it positively. He said he's received a lot of guidance and moving forward. He says this moment won't define him. He'll keep doing what he's always done. So I'm glad because he's been suspended. So it's a difficult time for him, but he seems quite positive. And I hope he learns from this.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge him harshly. Look, the rules are rules, right? And sports people, you're an athlete. So I get it. But however, alcohol is a drug because it does alter, you know, your mental state and chemicals in your body. And that is legal, though, and it's allowed, and sportsmen are allowed to take alcohol. Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a double standard there. What I will not accept, though, is performance-enhancing drugs, because that means, number one, you're a cheat, you're unethical, and you don't respect the game. Yeah. Him having indulged in, I don't know whether it was grass or whatever stuff.
We don't know. Yeah. Even this, you just saying, that's for example, that it's recreational. We don't know. The statement just says, a prohibited substance.
No, he did say recreational. His statement that he released, it did say it was a recreational drug. So that's why I don't frown upon it. I'm not an advocate of drugs generally, but what I'm trying to say is if the place he was in, that particular drug was legal, i.e. alcohol, he wouldn't be in this trouble.
Mm. It's a difficult one also. And I think for me, a little bit of what Saul is saying in terms of, you know, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. But the responsibility, if you're a professional sportsman, lies with you. You know what you have to take into your body, what you don't have to take into your body to remain in a safe environment in terms of your performance and also your career trajectory. I think for this case, it's a matter of, and I think people were never going to find out about it until the media caught wind, and then he had to release a statement to say, look, I tested positive for a recreational drug back in January, February it was, and I had to come back from the IPL to serve this suspension. So all of this, I'm saying, means that I don't think anybody would have known because they tried to bury it so much. It sounds minor, but in the bigger scheme of things, it's a big issue because he's got a very clean and, you know, upstanding record in terms of not only his performances for South Africa, but also him as a person personally in the societal view of who he is as a sportsman.
Now, that's where it becomes an issue, right? I believe you got to behave in an acceptable manner for yourself, first and foremost, right? In line, in accordance with your own values, and I suppose your family values as well. When you happen to be in the public eye, then some people may bestow that kind of leadership quality upon you. They'll say you're a role model. When you're a captain of the South African team, even more so.
Okay, he's not captain.
Was he not?
Yeah, he's not captain.
Oh, okay.
He's a senior player.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so even more so. Then you got to ask yourself, is this kind of behavior then becoming of somebody in that position?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. And I think it's difficult to judge because he also will say, look, I'm still human. I can still indulge in things that I feel are relaxing to me. And I want to be able to be seen as somebody that is normal within society. It also goes back to Scott Mapuma and how he doesn't want to be approached for pictures and stuff like that in the mall. So, but he says, I'm just human. I'm not an artist. Nobody forced me to become an artist, but I'm here. And I will do it, but if I don't want to do it, I won't do it.
No. So that's also nonsense. Let me tell you something, right? There are certain industries where you opt into fame, right?
Yeah.
And you know what the trade-off will be. The trade-off will be loss of privacy. The trade-off will be people have a public claim to you. And you take it because maybe you are hoping that the fame will come with some benefits or some riches or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You deliberately make that choice. I find it very disingenuous when people then turn around and they go, ah, but I never asked for this. You didn't. We didn't ask for you either. But you know what it comes with. So please, act real here. Don't be around. Okay? The only people I feel sorry for are people that don't partake in that. So, for example, my kids didn't ask for me to be their dad. Right? Or like your wife didn't ask for any of that. Those people, then you're like, okay, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
Because for them, it wasn't their choice. I can't sit here and feel sorry for myself that people come to me and ask for pictures. Bro, I'm literally the one who was on TV every day asking you to watch my shows. Like, what nonsense is that? No, it doesn't work like that. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Why?
Tebelo in Midrand.
How's it going, guys?
We well. Thanks. And yourself?
Good. I think, honestly, it's not a big deal, man.
Why do you think it's not a big deal?
It's a little bit of weed, and you know he's owning up to it. He's taking responsibility. We've all had a, not all of us, right? But we've all smoked a little bit of kush here and there just to get the edge off. I'm sure we should hit the same, but you know, bump back and hit end, and now he's serving. You know, so I think the soul is all we have now.
Be a good piece of woman for me nonsense, lads, because your morals are lax. Very, very lax.
You're
being harsh.
Indwana, man. Give the kid a break.
And it's his first infraction.
Infringement, you know, mean.
Like, everyone, yeah, Mafid. The guy didn't do any break, man. He does his thing on the cricket pitch. Like, yeah, bro. Like, I think even for us, this thing of role models now, I find it, for me, personally problematic because it's a projection we have on people, and ultimately people will always have their flaws, you know? So I think this thing of putting people on pedestals is very wrong, but that's just me, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, I hear you. Tebelo in Midrand, do you agree with them? Give us a shout, 086-000-00959.
KG was smoking the doobie, baby! Pass that ish!
Hey, you see?
Hayi lalela ke nje uyabona umthunzi weinyoni umthunzi weinyoni sizwe hayi bekufana ngathi ubulela umuntu mina ke nje angithinti kwasani kwaintsango tshwala noma yinje mina kuyafana kuingozi konke and ngine background e psychology so I should believe ukuthi lama gateway enu avumayo kusasa nizowabona kahle.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
First of all, before anything else, we are human. Being human means that you have 100% free will to do whatever it is that you want to do whenever you want to do it. And then we grow up and we make choices about where we want to live and what we want to take up as professions and the spaces that we want to be in. Those choices are the ones that will put certain boundaries on you and they will limit some part of your free will as a 100% human being. So at the end of the day, what he is or what the profession that he's in, it is a choice that he made. By making that choice, he also chose his limits and the boundaries that are on him, I guess. But yeah,
what a case.
100%.
Hi, Sizwe. I was also Hong Kong. I am a trucks, bro. I am a trucks. I am a cat of a fetch. Yes, buffet. Yo. Yeah, I got a born a sharp. I want a more cigarette in a nanya's born. Hey, I'm a trucks. I'm a trucks. I'm a millionaire. We sent in here. Marchy. You.
Yeah. And also, if you speak to people that speak about addiction, right? They'll tell you that there's certain things known as gateway drugs. So you start off with one thing and then it'll lead to another. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with him, right? But I'm saying that may be the case with somebody else. And while people do tend to take weed very lightly, it's one of those things that can exacerbate schizophrenia. You're not quite sure if somebody suffers from bipolar disorder. Then you go and you smoke weed, it becomes even worse.
I feel society tends to be very, it stigmatizes the whole drugs thing, you know. I'm a grateful recovering addict myself. To me, I can't take any mood or mind altering substance. And I understand that because it basically ends up in my life being unmanageable. So mina I concern yami ukuthi abantu njengomfundi I think ngoba noqeda ukusho manje would see alcohol as better than your lab made drugs, which I feel ukuthi it's wrong. Alcohol is also a drug. It's a substance or a drug in liquid form. Yes, because it's in the mainstream, it becomes a bit more, you know, okay for everyone else, whereas it actually is just as bad. So get depend ukuthi liphi lelo drug abakhuluma ngalo. If they're talking about also marijuana, which is to me the same thing as alcohol, angisho sekayilegal legalize ubaba. So it's like, ah, bruh, like if he in his free time he does that, that's fine. That's him. He's not an addict like me, but that's just my two cents.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.